At the end of the parasha, the Torah says you will bring your sacrifices on the holidays. And I'm giving you a special promise. No one will desire your land when you go up to see Hashem to the three festivals. Going up on the three festivals to the temple is so great that the holiness of the land of Israel would become revealed at this time on a level that you couldn't see at other times. Meaning, on the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, everyone sensed this is the land of the people of Israel. Lo yachmodish et altzecha, the promise that the nations won't desire your land, is because they will sense that it's right for you to be there. It's not just that there will be a physical reality that they won't walk in and take it away from you. But lo yachmod, they won't even desire it. When you see something that you feel doesn't belong to me, it belongs to someone else, then you don't desire it. That should be theirs. The nations will recognize that land fits these people. That's where the land of Israel will rise as the Jewish people rise in the three holidays to go and bring their korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. And that's the idea of the promise, lo yachmodish et altzecha, no one will desire your land. They won't even want it.